KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Do you struggle with addiction, or do you have a friend or a relative that struggles with addiction? Just recently, I read Stephanie Winslow's book. It's called Ascent to Hope, The Rugged Climb from Fear to Faith. And it's all about her experience with a brother who struggles with addiction. I'd like you to meet Stephanie today, hear her story, but yet hear what things God has shown her, how to help, but not to enable and not to hinder where her brother is and where he should go. Stephanie, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Stephanie is an entrepreneur. I'm looking at the businesses that she's been a part of, the businesses she is a part of today. But throughout a lot of this time, she was dealing with a brother who had an addiction to alcohol. Stephanie, can you share a little bit about the story?
Yes, I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, so we worked together a lot, spent a lot of time growing businesses and just being together. And so this struggle with alcoholism was not just at a family level. It was also at a coworker level, employee relationship level, which family business is a little muddy enough, let alone when we add in other elements to it, like addiction. But the interesting thing that I found is that no matter who we are, we all have an addiction to something. And as I grew in my business career over those years, God has shown me that in the same way that my loved one was struggling with addiction to alcohol, I was struggling with an addiction to control and to having life go my way, and oftentimes wasn't willing to relent and to let go of what God was asking me to do and walk in that way.
So, Stephanie, your brother started in high school.
That is correct.
And where did it go from there?
You know, it's interesting. I think things start slowly, and behavior turns into habit. You know, just what was sort of fun, social drinking, partying with high school friends turned into more partying more often in college years. And then, you know, also being a part of a family business, I feel like there's a lot of pressure and tension to be a certain way, to act a certain way. There's expectations, whether they're spoken or not, and some of those expectations are self-imposed. So there's just, you know, there can be a lot of pressure to be a certain way or to be successful. And once you have this bar of success, you're always trying to strive and reach it.
To strive and reach it. And in a Christian family as well, people might think that addiction only happens in families where people are not Christians and Christ followers. But Stephanie, that's not true, is it?
No. I grew up in a Christian home. My family, you know, we were at church every Sunday. And I think, like what you said, it's true that Christian families do struggle and struggle often, but it often gets buried under the rug and left undealt with for years, maybe even generations of a family because of the shame that's associated with it and the stigma to, again, just have these expectations that we have to look and be a certain way in the church community, when in reality, that's the reason that Christ died for us on the cross, you know, was to set us free from all these things that keep us bound up. So church should be the place where we feel the freedom to let those things go and to find community that can help us walk through it.
And Stephanie, your family confronted him, and I loved how you all got together and you shared with him things that you had written about what he means to you.
Mm-hmm.
That just made me cry because mm-hmm. it's such a wonderful way of thinking about caring, showing care for someone who has a problem. And he agreed to go to treatment, and you guys were so excited about him going to the 30-day treatment program, and he went there, but then he relapsed.
He did, yep.
What happened after he relapsed? What did you all do? What approach did you take?
Well, I'm a problem solver at heart. That's the thing that makes my heart pitter-patter at the office and when I'm working with my clients and such. So I started looking at him as this project. Well, I thought, well, if the treatment center didn't work, well, surely there's something that I can do. Because I'm with him every day and I see him every day. So, you know, I'm going to take control and I'm going to figure this out. So I did a lot of things that any Christian person would do, just, you know, shoveling scripture at him and confronting him a lot.
You threw his liquor away when you could find it. I remember one Father's Day, you went in the back of his trunk and made him open it up and threw all that away and said, now you can at least spend this time with kids this Father's Day. That's pretty bold, Stephanie.
Yeah, this part of my life, I feel like I went a little bit crazy, a little overboard.
And your family, your husband and your two girls, Lydia and Cora, mm-hmm. I imagine that they really suffered because of the overpowering desire you had to help your brother.
They did. I was a pretty single-minded person, but I was single-minded on the wrong things. I was single-minded on something that I couldn't fix or control. And really had no business being involved in, other than showing love and compassion, which was probably the one thing that I was not doing well. So, yeah.
If you just joined us, I'm talking with Stephanie Winslow, and she's author of a new book called Ascent to Hope, The Rugged Climb from Fear to Faith. She's a St. Louis author. Hooray, Stephanie. So, Stephanie, what changed giving you a brand new outlook on how to deal with this problem?
Well, I came to a point where nothing that I tried helped, whether it was the interventions, you know, of just confronting, whether it was the shoveling of scripture, whether it was throwing away bottles of alcohol that I would find. Anything I was doing wasn't working, and I just got to the end of myself. And I think as God often does, he lets us go there, because then I could start to see again my need for him. And really, he exposed to me the void that I had in my own life. And here I was thinking, well, you know, I'm the good little Christian girl, and I'm the one who's involved in all these things, and you know, I'm praying for him. I'm doing all the right things, but it was all fruitless. And that's because God wasn't in it. All of those actions I was doing were empty. And they were really all for my own selfish gain, because at the end of the day, I just wanted the problem to go away. I wanted it to be solved. I wanted to move on to something different. And really, to call him, he's the one problem I couldn't solve.
And you were driven to your knees, weren't you, Stephanie?
I certainly was, yes. And I think the wonderful thing is that those moments of God's grace when he just pours over you his love and shows you, exposes your weakness, but also just helps you to see that he is in control and he has all of the best motives and intentions. And even though we don't understand what he's doing or how he's working, or even if it feels like he's not moving or working, he is. And we just need to be patient and wait on him and his time.
Maybe you are struggling with the same kind of challenge that Stephanie struggled with. And the struggle's not over, is it, Stephanie?
No, the struggle continues.
But how you deal with it is changed. And so that's probably given you peace, more joy.
Definitely.
More ability to focus on some new endeavors like your business.
Yes.
And your business endeavors. But maybe some people in our audience are going through and they just haven't found that release. Where can people get a copy of your book?
My book is available on Amazon.com. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook, if you want to just reach out to me personally. Facebook, just Ascent to Hope. You can find me there. And Instagram is Mama Wins, Mama Winslow.
Mama Wins. All yes, right. Great. Stephanie, what tips would you give those who have a loved one who's struggling with addiction?
The first thing I would say is dive into the Word. Find the scripture that sticks out to you. Meditate on it. Pray that scripture over the person. When we start praying for them in a way that releases the bondage and chains, there's a lot that happens in the spiritual world that we don't see. So get into the Word and pray over them.
And I love the questions you have at the back of your book, because it's a real revealing questions that you could use not only for yourself, but for your loved one with an addiction.
Thank you.
Stephanie Winslow has been my guest. She's the author of Ascent to Hope, The Rugged Climb from Fear to Faith. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me. And again, how can people get your book?
It's available on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. God can help you just like he helped Stephanie through the challenges of life and addiction. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in.